Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face.
Good morning, 8:11 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and you know, we never do things this way, so I'm going to do a little bit different. I've got a pair of tickets to go see Rent at PLT, so if you want to go see Rent at PLT, then gosh, caller number three right now. 437-1620, 437-1620. Call, talk to Jimmy. He'll give you those tickets. It'll be fantastic. Yesterday, I had a chance to talk with Mayor Ashton Hayward, who I don't bump into nearly as much as I used to, but every once in a while and see him at these events that are still follow-on from even his mayoralty. And, of course, the SD Engineering Project, Project Titan Phase 3, groundbreaking yesterday. Been talking about it all day, of course. Talked with him yesterday. And actually, the first part was just sort of about the event, but I actually also asked him about whether he wants to run for Congress. So here was that interview. Stay tuned. Kind of interesting. So we're here with former Mayor Ashton Hayward, the mayor under whom the SD Engineering Project Titan began its phase one. Really, I remember you talking about pestering Governor Scott at the time that you would call him and call him and call him, and him talking about how much you would call him and call him and call him to get things like this done when it seemed like the ball wasn't rolling fast enough. Now you're on the back end of it, out of office, but seeing the second half, basically, of this project begin. Thoughts?
Well, I think it was very important to me, being a military town and the cradle of naval aviation. When I met Governor Scott at the time out there at the Naval Air Station, my first trip actually as the mayor being elected was up to see Ray Mabus, the Secretary of the Navy, with Sam Jones, the mayor of Mobile at the time. And I said, listen, I want to build out an aerospace corridor authority on I-10 and really, you know, grow aerospace. And so we went after ST Engineering over Mobile and had the vision, and it was a team effort, but you know, it takes a long time to get things done. But as Jeffrey Lamb said, there'll be 2,000 jobs by the time we're finished. And you know, we started this project really, like I said, in 2010, before I think I was sworn in, going up there to see the Secretary of the Navy.
Very good. Congratulations on another milestone for what, you know, began, as you say, a little bit before, but certainly during your administration. On a totally different note, I occasionally hear your name kicked around as somebody who might be seeking a potentially open slot in Congress, as our Congressman Matt Gaetz is rumored to potentially be going for the governor's seat. Is Ashton Hayward interested in being a representative in Congress?
I'm interested always in getting things done, and I think government can work well with the right vision and the right leadership. I think when I left office in 2018, I shared with the public that I'm not done yet, and I think Northwest Florida is one of the best places in the world to live. Florida is one of the best states, if not the best. I'm proud of it, and I think there's a lot of work to still be done in Northwest Florida, and I'm always keeping my options open where I can serve the great public of the United States.
I love the answer. Oh, by the way, I had a chance to work with your wife on the Mural Fest selection committee, and I mean, it was really great to spend some time with her. I know we, you know, spent some time with you guys over the years a little bit, but you know, your wife's just so wonderful, the way she's involved in the community and, you know, serving with her artistic talent, her artistic eye, and helping us to have a more beautiful community. Really great.
Well, Andrew, she's educated me, like many of the public like to say. Ashton, you outkicked your coverage on Miami Beach in 1993, and I did. But Ann loves volunteering now at St. Vincent's de Paul, and obviously with the Mural Fest and the work she's done with Holly Benson. And, you know, I'm a small part of it. And you and I talked about it many times on your show about how important public art is, mm-hmm. and art in general, and the culture of what brings a community together. You know, we have the Big Five here with everything that we have, from the opera to the ballet to the symphony to every other art organization. Everyone, you know, really steps in Pensacola. But the Mural Fest, look what it's done for Barrancas. I mean, right. Look at the redevelopment of west of City Hall, as I like to say, is really take on a life of its own. So thank you for supporting that.
Absolutely. We're one of the biggest little towns in America.
Absolutely.
By the way, we, you know, the culture that we have here. And just a last quick thing is people might wonder what you're doing now. And just because, you know, you're not on the show that much anymore.
Sure.
So what are you still working at Andrews?
I am working for Dr. Andrews, and I'm the president of Andrews Research and Education Foundation, which is the research arm of the Andrews Institute, where we focus on our fellowship program, the future doctors that are going to go into orthopedics, our Eagle Fund, which supports our special operations operators that support us as we sleep at night. Obviously, a lot of clinical trials. So I'm loving working for Dr. Andrews. I've been blessed and fortunate to know him since 2002 and have a great relationship with him. So continue to make sure that brand thrives around the United States. Jim's trained 650 fellows around the country. So to have the Andrews Institute in Pensacola in the state of Florida is a big deal for all of us.
Absolutely. Mr. Mayor, thanks so much for the time.
Thanks, Andrew. Always a pleasure.
Notice he didn't say yes or no to the question about Congress, which is fine. You know, that's an implied maybe, right? So we'll see. It's going to be very interesting if, in fact, Matt Gaetz leaves the House to run for the governor. And, you know, whether he wins or does not win, it'll be very interesting to see who puts their – you know, there are several different local people who I think want or would be interested in that job. Obviously, it's a big job, so we'll see. Oh, speaking of Matt Gaetz, you know this story that we've been – kind of talking, I have not talked about that this morning, but you know, the per diem that the reimbursement program that the Washington Post reported on, that he had the highest level of reimbursement among all Congress members over the first year this program was in place. Here's what kind of rubs me a little wrong about this story. Okay. First of all, it's the Washington Post. Do not have any love for Matt Gaetz. And the thing about it is, what I would like to know for balance in the story, what I would like to know is how much lodging, housing, food is provided for other members of Congress by, let's say, I don't know, PACs and lobbyists. Because, you know, one of the things about Matt is he doesn't take any of that. Like zero. Doesn't take any of it, right? And so, in fact, that's kind of a bragging point by him that he doesn't take any of that. And so, you know, you got this new program that allows you a per diem, and you're cashing in on the per diem that is now available, and the average is $17,000 and you took $30,000, but you don't have $1 million home provided by somebody. You know, I mean, because Matt doesn't do that stuff. So it sounds weird, I think, at first, but I think there's a lot more context involved, and I think you'd have to, you know, that would be a part of the story that needs to be mentioned alongside of the how much money he did get, at least from my perspective. 8:17 on News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you were driving in downtown Pensacola this morning, you can expect to see a lot of delays at every intersection. Coming off of the I-10 interstate at the Garden Street exit, you can expect to see traffic built up heading westbound this morning. Also, heading south, north and southbound on Balin Street, traffic built up all the way from Main to looks like Cervantes, and east and westbound on Cervantes Street from 9th to A Street showing delays. So use caution, expect delays driving downtown this morning. At the three-way intersection of Palafox, Massachusetts, and Pace, there is some road work happening that will be happening for the next year or so, and that is showing some backup there. So expect delays driving in that area this morning. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
It's just about time to start thinking about lunch today. Pounders. Go to Pounders. If you have not been, oh my God, so many people that have texted me or commented to me on Facebook or whatever that they're like, man, I'd never heard of this place. And I went, oh, it's so good. And it's so inexpensive, right? It's such a reasonable price for the amount of food that you get. Pounders Hawaiian Grill, they've been in Crestview, okay? That's where we know them from, my family. We always stop there when we're coming back from anywhere east along I-10 in Florida, or like my son and I go play airsoft in you know, Laurel Hill. We always stop at Pounders. I always bring, you know, my oldest and I get it there, and then we bring some home for the other two because it is their favorite. It is their favorite place to eat. And I used to always go back in the kitchen, and I don't mind telling the story because I would say to them, the food was great. When are you coming to Pensacola, please? You would do great in Pensacola, and they are. Right in the University Mall Shopping Center, right across from the Academy Sports, right in front of JCPenney, in the old Dickies location. Pounders Hawaiian Grill, teriyaki chicken, teriyaki steak, Kahlua pig, garlic chicken. Pick your number of meats. You know, have the size that you want, white rice, brown rice, macaroni salad sides. It's just... It's really, really good. Stop by. They're open today. Just not open on Sundays and Mondays. They give their employees a break Sundays and Mondays. But every other day of the week, you can go and eat there.
Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 when guests from Florida Power & Light will be on the show discussing programs and resources available to its customers, from recent rate reductions and storm preparedness efforts to tips on how to save energy and other community initiatives. The experts will discuss FPNL's commitment to their customers and our community.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
We used to argue about whose turn it was to clean the gutters, but then I had Leaf Filter gutter protection installed.
Wait, I told you Leaf Filter had free inspections and estimates and a lifetime guarantee.
Meaning we never have to argue about whose turn it is to clean the gutters again.
But I visited leaffilter.com/beacon first.
No, I did.
It doesn't matter who. Visit leaffilter.com/beacon to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
A-R-G-O-S, Argos! Go Argos!
Go Argos!
I'm Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. Since 1969, UWF has offered graduate programs to provide expanded education and training for professionals in Northwest Florida. Join members of the UWF Graduate School on the Pensacola Expert Panel as they discuss graduate programs at UWF and the resources provided to prospective students. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at newsradio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
If he's not the great actor Spotswood says he is, why don't you trust actors, Chris? I got my reasons.
Go ahead, let the people in the car next to you see you move. Go on, come on, move! It's alright. Alright. You can be your age and still dance in the car. 8:22 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. I'm not saying your age. I'm not admitting anything. I'm just saying whatever it is, you can be it and you can still dance in the car. 8:22 here on News Radio Pensacola. Speaking of that car, if you are thinking about getting a new one, or maybe you're embarrassed to see people in the one that you're in and that's why you don't dance the car because you don't want to look at your car, go to Frontier. Come on now. Look, you know they've got a great selection. You hear me talk about them all the time. You hear Dave Ramsey talk about them all the time. You see the license plate frames and the vinyl, you know, bumper stickers. You know, so go. It's that simple. They have great quality cars, about 300 on the lot, low miles, great condition. They really, like, you know, the typical picture of a used car place is like, you know, cars that maybe run when you get them. You know, like they're just, right? You know, that's what you think of as a used car place, right? This is not like that. This is like just barely not a dealership, right? Cars that are almost new, just a couple of years, a couple thousand miles on them in great condition and low prices. That's what they specialize in. And they take care of you before, during, after the sale. And just honestly, the way they run the business is very, very good. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A gunman is in custody after opening fire on the U.S. Embassy in Lebanon this morning.
Around 8:30 a.m. local time, gunfire was reported near the entrance to the U.S. Embassy in Beirut. Lebanese media says the shooting lasted for around 30 minutes.
That's Raf Sanchez from NBC. The Lebanese army says the suspect was Syrian and was wounded during that attack. Early reports are that he acted alone. The U.S. Embassy saying all its staff is safe and accounted for. Sean Kingston is now free on a $100,000 bond after being charged with fraud, theft, and violating his probation. He was known for his 2007 hit Beautiful Girls. He walked out of the Broward County Jail last night. Kingston had been in there over the weekend. Broward sheriff's detectives say that Kingston and his mother were involved in an elaborate scheme to obtain expensive items and not pay for them. And pop legend Cyndi Lauper now getting ready to hit music arenas for the final time in a decade with her Girls Just Want to Have Fun farewell tour. Lauper is 70, and she says now's the time to hit the road while she's still in good health and has a good voice. Her tour will begin in October in Montreal, wrap up in Chicago in December.
So really, it's the Girls Just Won't Have Fun anymore after this tour.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
All right, fair enough. She has a spectacular voice, an amazing performer. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Somebody texted and said about the Matt Gaetz thing, says, where was the text? I just put it away. Yep, now I forgot what I said. that, you know, why do they need to get reimbursed, you know, for doing their job? Well, first of all, it's D.C., and it's travel, lots of travel, but it's, you know, living away from home, maintaining a home here and a home there. But, like, even your local, like, state representatives get a per diem for travel and food and, you know, in Tallahassee. And it's, like, $8,000 a year. I mean, it's, you know, it's not nothing, but it's not that much. It's just, you know, and D.C. is very, very expensive. And, again, without getting into the particular details of all the reimbursement, just, again, the story strikes me as a bit one-sided if you don't also include the question of what sort of lifestyle do other Congress members live and on whose dime, at which PAC's expense, in whose house that they're given the ability to live in for free. I mean, that, all that kind of stuff. So it struck me a little bit as a hit piece, frankly. But, you know, that's how I interpreted it, especially coming from the Washington Post, who certainly has no love of Matt Gaetz. Let's see. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you're heading westbound on 98, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up right before the Avalon Boulevard intersection, continuing on a little bit until the Naval Live Oaks Nature Preserve, but clearing up as you exit the park onto the 3 Mile Bridge into Pensacola this morning. Showing a lot of traffic building up in downtown Pensacola this morning at every intersection, especially on 9th Avenue in between Bayfront Parkway and Cervantes. So use caution, expect delays driving downtown this morning. And Pacer Milton, that traffic on Woodbine has died down, still built up just a little bit, but not as bad as it was earlier at the intersection of US 90, clear over the bridge all the way into town this morning. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. If you're thinking about selling your house, what kind of an experience do you want? Want it to take a long time and get a low price, right? No, I mean, you know, you want a great experience where it happens quickly, where you get a great price, where you're thrilled about the end result and the service you got along the way. Christina Leavenworth, that's what she specializes in. 175 homes sold last year. And, you know, the turnaround time on selling these homes, it's pretty impressive. Now, you know, at the height of the market when it was really, you know, hot and you could basically drop a for sale sign out and get above market price because that's how it worked, they were still maximizing both the time, you know, like very small time, and also the highest price. But today, when the market's not as hot and it's not as easy, that's when you really benefit from having a good quality realtor that does professional photography to make sure that you get the best photos so that when people see it online, they're really eager to come see that house. Or, you know, knows how to price it, knows how to stage it, knows how to avoid the little things that take experience to know that that little thing might not seem like much to you, but that could cost you a buyer. Right? All of that stuff put together, plus Christina's fantastic people skills. There's a reason that she's been so successful doing this now for about 7 years. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. What else do we have going on? Story I was going to mention to you. It's a big news note for locals, but it's also not that big of a news note for locals. That's the changing of the flag system for Pensacola Beach. And also Perdido Key, now that we have guards out at Perdido Key. So historically, what we had was a system where red meant nobody can go in the water except for surfers. The surfers want to go in on red days because that's when you have high surf so that they can surf. But it had been that you could not, by law, by ordinance, if a guard tells you to get out during a red flag, you got to get out or you can be cited. It's actually in the Escambia County ordinances. Well, we've now changed to be more like our neighbor communities, you know, Navarre Beach and Gulf Shores and Orange Beach and elsewhere. They do a system where red is strongly discouraged but allowed, and double red is the no. So what had been red flag is now double red. So if double red, nobody can go in, including surfers. And in red, well, probably best you don't, but use your judgment, right, is kind of the idea. And so I'm going to talk with Dave Greenwood about this on Friday, but this makes sense to me to have, I mean, nobody living here wants to see a change to a different system because we think our system is good. But in terms of consistency of message, both for locals and for visitors, this makes sense. I mean, it's always been odd that our system doesn't match up with everybody else's system. The only real question is, what does it mean in terms of a change at Pensacola Beach? Because there's only two possibilities. Either what had been a red flag is now going to be a double red flag and strong yellows will now be reds, meaning no change in safety because you're only allowed to swim at the same, like, breakpoint. Or what had been a red is still going to be a red, and what had been a double red is still going to be a double red. You're just allowed to swim during reds, which would mean a change in safety because now people are going to be allowed to swim at a time that they previously would have been prohibited. I don't know which it is. It's going to be one or the other, but we'll talk to Dave Greenwood about that on Friday and kind of find out the particular details of how this is being managed. But I do agree with the decision to align us with the other counties.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Biden lands in France to mark the storming of the Normandy beach on D-Day 80 years ago. While today at the southern border, his executive action is in effect to shut it down once 2,500 migrants seek asylum in a day. But Republicans like Senator John Kennedy read the law, telling Fox,
"There can be an unlimited number of people coming into our country illegally so long as they come through a port of entry. And it'll take the cartels a skinny minute to figure that out."
The latest Fox News power rankings show presidential candidate Donald Trump 18 points over Biden on the border issue. Trump is appealing the judge's gag order in his New York conviction. Hunter Biden may face his ex-wife Kathleen Buell at his federal gun trial today, expected to be called by the prosecution to debunk Hunter's lawyer's claims that he was not using crack or other drugs when he checked that box on his federal gun form. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Sunshine, 81 degrees, beautiful morning here in Pensacola. Officials with ST Engineering broke ground yesterday on the third of their four planned aircraft maintenance hangars at the airport. It's part of Project Titan. Yesterday's groundbreaking also celebrated ST's partnership with Pensacola State College. They're planning to establish a new maintenance technician training academy.
This project is much bigger than ST. This is our gateway to the future of inviting aerospace to come in here, not only to plant and have workers, but to bring in the workforce. And Pensacola State College is going to set up a campus very, very close to the airport where we can invite people from all over the world to say, this is where you want to come and get educated and see how it's done right.
That is State Senator Doug Brox, and ST is hoping that this program can be certified by late summer and potentially begin enrolling students this fall. As for the hangar itself, the new 167,000-square-foot facility will be equipped with two bays and be able to service wide-body aircraft. Well, Pensacola Beach lifeguards tweaking their beach flag warning system. Moving forward, it'll now be two red flags, which means the Gulf of Mexico is closed for swimming and wading.
If you see a red flag in the past, that has meant the same thing. However, to stay in consistency with our partners over at Navarre Beach or in Orange Beach, South Walton, or really, frankly, anywhere around the state of Florida, they all fly a red flag. But you could still go in the water. Just understand that there is a higher risk for rip currents and severe chop.
That is Escambia County Public Safety spokesman Davis Wood, who says the single red flag does now mean high hazard, but and beachgoers would be encouraged to stay out of the water, but would be allowed to go in. Opening arguments have now started in the trial of a Fort Walton Beach woman accused of killing her infant son in a botched murder-suicide attempt back in March of 2020. 35-year-old Maria Barnes and 5-month-old Jackson Barnes were found in a car at the Okaloosa Beach boardwalk.
The timeline evidence will show you that shortly after she said, "I'm sorry for what I'm about to do," she hit send on a note she began the night before, put a gun to the side of her infant son, and shot him in the back seat of her truck.
Prosecutors say Barnes killed her son and then tried to kill herself after her husband had asked for a divorce. And investigators still looking for three teens that are wanted for questioning in the shooting death of a 17-year-old girl this week. That happened at a home in the Montclair neighborhood on Monday. Sheriff Chip Simmons says there may have been a fight in that home prior to the girl being shot.
We know that there were at least three other people in the house, and there's also some people that we think are associates of theirs that we're wanting to talk to because we think they may have information or involvement.
And investigators are looking for 16-year-old Glenn Janes, 18-year-old Michael Falater, and 18-year-old Zane Cook. If you have information, contact the sheriff's office. The FHSAA's board of directors has approved a money-making name, image, likeness policy now for high school athletics. The board's been working on that here since February, and they held two workshops prior to the vote yesterday. Florida, now the 36th state to adopt a name, image, likeness language that would allow high school student athletes to profit off of their name, image, or likeness within hours of the vote. Two top wide receiver prospects in South Florida had announced deals with American Eagle. It's 8:35 at News Radio, and Jimmy has our traffic on the fives.
Well, if you're in Pace or Milton, that traffic on Woodbine is cleared up quite a bit, and you look pretty good on US 90 over the bridge into Pensacola this morning. Coming in to Pensacola from Gulf Breeze or Navarre, showing some slight slowdowns before and after the Avalon Boulevard intersection as you head westbound, but clearing up as you get towards the Naval Live Oaks Nature Preserve and clear over the 3 Mile Bridge this morning. We've been saying all morning that traffic is kind of building up downtown at every intersection. It has cleared up significantly, but still use caution and expect some delays driving downtown, especially on North Palafox Street, north and southbound, built up significantly in between Cervantes and Main. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
And now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. There will be just a small chance at a stray sprinkle, 20% chance of rain overall today, high near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 74. For Thursday, pop-up showers and thunderstorms with a 60% chance of rain, high on Thursday near 88. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 76 degrees and just a small rain chance Friday, 30% with a high near 92. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, we've got 81 degrees in Pensacola, 80 in Gulf Breeze, 80 in Milton. And your money now. For this morning, the markets are opening up. The Dow is up 47.79 at 38.759.08. The S&P 500 up 20 points at 53.10.66. The NASDAQ up 105 points today at 16.962.70. 10-year bond rate down slightly at 4.31%. Gold price is up $14.70 at $23.62.10. Silver price is up 19 cents at $29.81. And if you're invested in Bitcoin, that's up 457 today at $70,855.43. One of the world's largest securities firms and a global investment company are now backing a new project to start a national stock exchange in Texas. Citadel Securities and BlackRock are among the investors in that new Texas stock exchange. Chairman James Lee says the Dallas-based group has raised about $120 billion for the project so far. May sales numbers at Ford were up by 11% compared to last year. The automaker sold 190,000 vehicles as updated versions of the F-150 pickup, Ranger midsize truck, and Lincoln Nautilus hit showroom floors. The updated Ford Mustang also showing up on dealer lots. Governor DeSantis is expected to approve a $17 billion investment deal with Disney World. The New York Sun says that deal will be announced today and could include new additions to the park, as well as commitments from Disney to develop employee housing in the state, promising to maintain the necessary infrastructure for the park. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary. And you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro Advisor, call
Kalbanakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Banakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Banakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I want to apologize in advance for what's about to happen to you through the medium of radio, because if you find what we talk about now as disturbing as I found my research in preparation for talking about it, as disturbing as that, then all I can say is I'm sorry. But here goes. It's a simple question. 437-1620. How do you strike a match? How do you strike a match? Now, what you're probably thinking to yourself is, I strike it like everybody else strikes it. Okay, tell me. Because what you will discover, as I discovered, quite to my horror, was that you might think there's a couple of different ways. There's also other ways that are not right, that are really distressing. So you can volunteer, whether it is a matchbook match, which does require a significantly more advanced technique than a wooden match. Wooden match is the easy one. If you want to start with the wooden match, that's fine. 437-1620. Jimmy?
How do I strike a match?
Sure.
I don't strike matches. I use lighters because it's not 1951.
Stop it. Don't avoid the question. What are you, some politician?
Well, when I was in high school, I used to take a matchbook, take a match, and then put it up against the thing and just light it with one hand like that. Drop the matchbook.
Drop the matchbook.
Like snap? Like,
yeah, basically.
Snap it. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you put the, so this is the matchbook style. Did you put the match between the fold back and the striking surface, whatever you want to call that?
No, I would just hold it with my thumb like that. Just kind of like do that.
Oh, and use your fingernail to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So trying to be cool. Get the chicks.
Well, mainly because what I was lighting, I had to hold with
something
the other hand.
Oh, yeah. A firework. Okay. 437. Yeah. 1620. That's at the low end of the possibility scale, and I'm gonna go ahead and presume that's where we're resting here. Okay,
call
fair enough.
Firework.
Nadia, intern Nadia is in here, and she's trying to figure out how she lights a match. Do you know how to light a match?
Yeah.
Well, you never know. You
got to
check these days.
I know how to read a map.
Okay, so. good. All right,
those things are covered.
Okay, so basic question: when you're striking a wooden match,
right?
Do you push it away from you or bring it toward you?
Away.
Away, of course.
Right.
Because you're a normal human.
Right.
Not everybody does.
That's terrible.
Some people like to kind of cup it in their hand and bring it toward them, preparing to light the cigarette, which is then very close to where the match has ended up. It's the most economical of motion. But they strike it towards them instead of away.
I feel like that's just like a safety concern.
It is. That's exactly right. I was in the Boy Scouts. I was trained properly
right,
to strike
exactly,
away.
Exactly. I was a Girl Scout.
That's it.
Exactly.
That's exactly right.
If you're cool, you light a cigarette with another cigarette.
Yeah.
And if you're really cool, you always have a lit cigarette in your mouth.
Safety tips and health advice from Jimmy, producer Jimmy. 437-1620, 437-1620. Now, the thing that I just saw online that really made me pause and reconsider all of my life choices is, so I saw a guy literally demonstrating in a video at a company that makes safety matches that he holds the match sort of pointed straight at the book, like horizontally, flat almost up against the match, the side of the box, and then he puts his thumb down on the top and scrapes it sideways across the thing. To which I thought, brother, no.
Why would you
then,
do that?
But then I saw another one where this was, again, with a wooden match, and instead of angling it and then dragging the match sort of at an angle across, like a 45-degree angle across, he had it where he was pushing the match across at a 45-degree angle, almost like he was using it like to break up the dirt on the, and like pushing it across instead of pulling it across, if that makes sense. And I thought, oh, I don't understand what these people are doing with their lives. But okay, 437-1620. A couple of quick texts in here. Somebody says, away from you. Somebody says, toward me with caution. Okay. Somebody, with caution. Safety. So there's a little bit of safety analysis there. Somebody says, fold the top over and squeeze the match as I strike it. That's for the match book style. And can I tell you, I don't have that much patience. The press it between the cardboard flap and the striking surface is a no-go for me. All you need to do is just hold the matchbook and then press down with your thumb when you strike it. That'll solve your pressure problem. You don't have to go through all this complicated fold and unfold kind of nonsense.
I think that goes back to safety, though.
That's right. That's you do press on it with you press on the head with your thumb, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to with a wooden match typically, but with a paper match, you've got to create pressure because it's too flexible. It doesn't work with it. 437-1620, run the match across the lighting strip. Okay. And somebody says, away from me, of course. Other text coming in here in a moment. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy, who's too good for matches and uses a lighter and always has a lit cigarette, if you're wondering.
Absolutely. I'm smoking right now in the studio.
Don't you wish we could?
If these
like the good old days.
These ceiling tiles would be brown.
Yeah, they definitely would be.
If you are on West Fairfield Drive heading eastbound, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up right as it splits off into Tahar Drive and intersects with North Palafox Street. If you're coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you can expect to see some traffic building up right before the Naval Live Oaks Nature Preserve, but clearing up as you exit the park and get onto the 3 Mile Bridge. Traffic is building up all over downtown. We've been saying it all morning, and it hasn't changed. If you are on North 9th Avenue, you can expect to see a lot of traffic from Bayfront all the way up to Cervantes. So just drive with caution downtown and expect some delays. Coming in from Pace and Milton, Woodbine still backed up just a little bit with the intersection with US 90, and traffic is showing some slowdowns on the US 90 bridge heading into Pensacola this morning, showing a little bit of buildup as it intersects with Scenic Highway, but then clear as you approach Davis Highway and 9 Mile Road. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. If you've got any kind of a plumbing issue, a leak, a drip, a weird sound in the wall when you flush the toilet, the pressure, the temperature, or God forbid you tried to fix it first and didn't do it right. Guilty. Then call Barbary Plumbing. They'll come in and fix what you fixed or just fix it. They'll tell you the price before they do the work. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the time it takes. 477-8782 for Barbary Plumbing. I got another person here and trying to be funny. Says, I light the match with a lighter. The question, hold on just a second. Put her mic on, Jamie. Thanks. The question of the day is, how do you light a match? Which, you know, yeah, that's a little bit different approach. I think some people are just, Nadia, when you use the wooden match, it's on the box, okay? You go normal way all the way down the strip, right? You don't go across the strip.
No.
Like perpendicular to the strip, right? That's silly.
Right.
Okay. Do you start and then accelerate, or do you just go fast from the beginning?
You just go fast from the beginning.
I think there's a little bit of a flicking motion of the match across, and so it kind of accelerates into the process to get as much match head igniter as possible involved in the process. Jimmy, you have a phone call to tell us about?
Oh, yeah. I mean, a guy who's a farmer just called in and said you just strike it on your pants.
Yeah, on your zipper?
Yeah.
Okay, is that what he meant? On the zipper? Have you ever tried that?
No.
It's hard to do.
Yeah.
You ever struck a match like on a rock or some random piece of metal or something like that? You never been camping?
I've been camping.
Just have a regular matchbook.
What are you talking
the
about?
Total contempt on your face.
You've
I love it.
You've never been camping. Grew up hunting and fishing.
Okay. All right. Sure you did with your lighter.
Yeah, with the lighter. Because when you're camping, you don't like to waste time, you know?
Okay, so slightly on this topic, but just a little bit of field. When you were kids, did you ever play the little, you know, fold the paper up and make a football and kick it through the uprights of the fingers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever do that with matches, though? You know, where you position a match on the match box, and then with your other finger, you flick it
and it lights.
So that it's lit when it's flying at your friend through the...
Oh, that's terrifying.
Did you ever do that? No, neither did we, obviously.
Gee, I wonder why there's so many forest fires in California.
Well, I mean, surely you hold your finger down on the match and flick it to throw it at somebody, though. You've done that.
No.
Did you never? You're bragging over here about how you played with fireworks as a kid and you never shot matches at your friends?
Lighting his friends on fire?
Me and my friends have never thrown lit matches.
Were you never in the Boy Scouts?
No, I
wasn't. You say you've been camping, but you never flicked matches at each other?
No.
Am I the only one? Get David in here. David is not listening.
David, you ever try and ignite your friends?
David.
You ever try to light your friends on fire?
You were in the Army.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Where's this going?
I asked the question, what's the right way to light a match? And then we got a little bit into a conversation about, you know, either flicking lit matches at your friends, you know, flick them at them off the striker, or flicking them with your finger like the football game, the paper football game, only doing it with a match. Y'all ever did that in the Army?
No.
Or ever in your life?
No.
Do I sound crazy to you?
Absolutely.
Standing. Yeah. We weren't like doused in gasoline or
Who
anything.
Who even uses matches these days?
Oh, okay.
You never did that in the ammunition compound with your friends?
Yeah, just another day, slicking matches into the gunpowder bin.
Ammunition with a hammer and seeing what happens. That's center fire, son. That's not going to work. All right. Oh, fine, David. Thanks
this
for not
such
helping
a
me out at all.
Strange thing
Sorry.
To like describe over
It is.
Without
and
visuals.
And I'm yeah. I know I'm I can't help but do it manually while
right.
I'm showing
I'm, like,
you guys, which
hands.
Is not fair cuz the Ooh. Listeners cannot 437-1620 let's see. I've shot friends in the butt with BB guns.
Amateurs.
Child's play. Well, that's going to break the surface. It could create a tremendous infection. All right. Oh, okay. Thank you. Somebody texts in, we flicked tons of matches when we were kids. Okay. Thank you. You never, I feel like, am I just teaching people how to be bad?
Yes.
You ever take a match and wrap it up with a little bit of foil on the end, poke it with a pin, and then light it, and that shoots off like a rocket? No?
Nobody? I think you're just admitting to crimes.
This is not a crime!
I think I should also add
This is mechanical
that, like,
engineering!
My idea of fun as a child was playing with my DS, so...
Your what now? Oh, your Nintendo DS.
Yes.
Oh, my DS. Sorry. I actually saw this. I was watching TV, and the transcription said, you know, I gave my son a DS. I'm like, what is... Oh, okay, so sorry. I'm not up on the, you know... I was too busy flicking matches at friends. 437-1620. Somebody here said, you know, this ought to be a topic, is what fun, dangerous thing did you do as a kid to improvise? That we'll do that some other day. We had homemade bows and arrows with shields we used to shoot at each other. Absolutely. I mean, that's just the 80s is all that is. 852 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay, the match flicker.
Ew, what smells?
What is that? And the flies.
Is your home speaking to you?
If it is, I don't understand what it's saying. We need a translation.
Luckily, Lori and PJ at Davis Hardware and U-Haul can translate what your home is saying, and it could be clogged drains.
What should we do?
Go to Davis Hardware and U-Haul in Pensacola on L Street, near where North Base Boulevard and Fairfield Drive intersect, and pick up Drain King. It unclogs drains and will keep them unclogged if used periodically.
Davis Hardware and U-Haul, huh?
Your official home translator.
Thanks, Mr. Announcer. No more smell.
And no more flies.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
At Pioneer Credit Union, we know that road trips don't start by driving into the sunset. A day at the beach doesn't begin with packing the car. Even car shopping doesn't really start at the dealership. Your new car journey begins with an auto loan pre-approval from Pioneer Credit Union, because at Pioneer, auto financing is easy. And when you get pre-approval before you shop, you'll be ready to hit the road when you find the perfect car. Get started at pioneer.org/carloan. Whether it's new, used, or refinanced, vehicle loans from Pioneer Credit Union fit you perfectly. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
This song, Jimmy? This is that thrash metal band, The Cars.
Is that really The Cars?
It is The Cars, yeah. It's called Door to Door. Isn't it great? I love it. 8:55 here on News Radio Pensacola. I have asked now a good extra couple of people about the flicking lit matches at their friends, and apparently I am the only one, so other than occasionally a texter. 437, Jake says, no way. It seems dangerous and stupid and juvenile. Jeremy, our traffic person, said... So fair enough. Oh, see, okay, so here somebody says we used to throw firecrackers at each other. Duh. I mean, don't do it. It's dangerous, but yeah, of course, right?
And shot Roman candles at each other. That's interesting.
Well, it's the South, isn't it? But we did this in the North, too, so it's no big deal. All right, 437-1620. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you're heading into Pensacola from Gulf Breeze or Navarre, heading westbound on 98, you can expect to see a little bit of a slowdown right before the Naval Live Oaks Nature Preserve, but clearing as you exit the park and enter the 3 Mile Bridge. A lot of traffic building up downtown at every intersection. I've been saying that all morning, but just use caution. Expect delays driving downtown Pensacola this morning. It looks especially busy for some reason. And coming in from Pensacola, Pace and Milton, Woodbine not showing any slowdowns, and US 90 Bridge is looking clear all the way into town this morning. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. What else do we have going on? This is going to be something to pay a little bit of attention to. It probably won't make any big difference, but it's the kind of thing that you never do know. There's been some changes in the way ballots are supposed to be counted in the state of Florida. And I know for those of you who are, you know, concerned about election stuff, your ears immediately perk up like, what's that you say now? Okay. The issue, it's not what you think. It's not like the machines or any of that kind of stuff. It has to do with how you interpret ballots when the canvassing board is counting them and what constitutes a vote or not. And so basically, Governor DeSantis' administration has put out a set of standards for determining voter intent on ballots. And as I understand it, the basic idea is instead of the canvassing board within parameters and guidelines trying to decide was a slash or a check or a yes or an X or a double X, was it a vote, was it not a vote, and for which candidate, it's and, you know, like leading it up to them to determine within some guidelines. The idea here is more, unless it is A, B, C, or D, it's not a vote. So the net effect of this would be to disqualify more potential votes than previously would get disqualified. And several election supervisors have pushed back on this. Pinellas County Supervisor of Elections, Julie Marcus, says, just because you make a mistake doesn't mean you should lose your right to cast a vote in a contest. I agree. I mean, you have the right to cast a vote, and the fact that you, you know, interacted poorly with the piece of paper should not jeopardize, should not violate your right to vote. Now, if it makes it so it cannot be discerned, then okay, sure. But if you mess up, okay, I want to give as much grace as possible to people who mess up that we try to determine the intent of the voter if we can get them to a legitimate vote cast. That's the idea. So somebody else says we should do everything possible to count their legal vote. And so if we want to look at this way, I think it should be more helpful when writing this rule rather than trying to write a rule that we're trying to find ways to discount votes. The proposal says that a vote shall not count for a candidate issue choice or judicial retention choice in a contest unless determined to be a valid vote pursuant to this rule. So it kicks out all of the uncertainties. See, to me, the canvassing board, that's why you have canvassing boards, which if you don't know, the canvassing board is a commissioner, a judge, and the supervisor of elections. And they go through all of the candidate, all of the votes, and they look at the ballot and see, okay, instead of circling or putting an oval, they circled, or they put an X, or they put an arrow, or they wrote in yes instead of writing in, you know, actually doing the bubble. So there's all kinds of ways that weird votes happen. And, you know, usually elections are decided by a big enough margin that the votes that have to be evaluated by the canvassing board don't matter. It's not usually a very high number of votes that they will swing one way or the other, but elections can come down to a vote or five. And in that case, the rule that determines whether something is a vote or not can be dispositive for the outcome of the election. So this is one of those stories that you might see reported a little bit along the way and see the conversation, and we'll just kind of wait to see how it turns out in the end. Thanks for listening.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.